Survivor. 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. And we spawn Carrier very quickly out of the north parking lot into the metro station. They run, leading the charge, and grenades all over the place. Was Dark Devil. He gets on unknown before he is taken down by his teammate, Cubano. We see Sam back behind the blue van, gunned down by Bulgari's G36. So just like that, Akaria coming out very fast, launching grenades into that company parked area. As we see now, Bulgari and Satone being chased down here. And inside the metro station, it is HTP calling for a little help there, but it's going to be Thif who's able to take out the Bulgari and Satone. He's now going one-on-one, toe-to-toe here with HTP as they are both injured, and all you need to do on Thif is breathe on him, and he is going to die here. But he drops a great grenade retreating through the side entrance, and that is going to catch HTP off guard here. Victory to Akaria to start things off here. Very quickly, they run now down the alleyway. Grenades being tossed, and look out. Satone just avoids grenade as Dark Devil now going to quickly run down that alleyway out toward William Street. He's leading the charge for Akaria right now. Dark Devil now down William Street. He is passing underneath that second floor window, south parking lot. He goes next to the blue van. Akaria doing a good job here infiltrating very quickly as we see Thif and Frick getting kills on the other side of the map here on Akaria. So we're going to go over that action here very quickly as we pick up Thif and Unknown. They are just passing the north parking lot. You heard the headshot there. Dark Devil coming around through the metro station. They get kills on each other. Thif caught a bullet here from Dark Devil, but it's going to be Frick who cleans it up. And 2-0 now, our score in favor of HD. And I'm sorry, I spoke a little too soon there in the first round. HD now up by 2. It's not 1-1. 2-0. As we see Trig under heavy attack. Trig gunning down Cubano, but then Dark Devil just too much. LR300 out. He shoots down Trig. And Dark Devil having a good game so far. Leading all scores here with 3 for Akaria. We go inside with Bulgari and Dark Devil, and it's a 2-on-2 battle inside the office building where we see Akaria pick up their first victory here. Unknown, sort of camping out in the restroom there. He was MP5 to death, spammed to death. Nice job on the part of Akaria as they now climb back into the game 2-1. As we follow the action, once again, Frick and Unknown. Satone getting one of the kills, as did Devil. So just like that, Akaria out to prove they deserve what they are taking here. Right now, Dark Devil, one of 3 gamers left alive here for Akaria. Thif, the last gamer standing for high density once again. He's reloading off of that south parking lot under attack by Dark Devil. Not able to get around the corner and heal himself. He is gunned down by Dark Devil once again to end the round here. Our score now 2-2. Things are tied up. We quickly respawn with high density and follow Trig and Thif. They open up the back loading dock door. You see Satone under heavy attack, and Satone is going to be taken out. LR300 from Thif once again. Thif now taking aim at Dark Devil just inside the main entrance of the office, doing a nice job there. Guns him down, and just like that, Akaria high density is rattled off in favor of high density as we spawn with Akaria on the front side of the map as we follow Satone down William Street. He hooks up Bulgari, HTP, and Dark Devil all in the alleyway. Battle ensues as Thif coming through one-man army there. HTP doing him in as we see Bulgari pistol whip to buy Thif. Nice work there by Thif, but he's able to get around the corner, but then gunned down by Cubano, who's now under attack from both sides here. What is he going to do? He's not going to be able to do much as he is torn asunder, torn a new ass, you may say, by, who was that by? That was by Trig, and you just heard it there. Blue team wins. That's going to be another victory for high density, and they've come back very strong here after Akaria getting out to somewhat of a lead. Grenades being tossed down the alleyway once again by Akaria, leading the charge for Akaria. It is Satone and Bulgari. Trig just holding his position near the wall in the back parking lot as you see Thif now catching the bullet from Cubano. As Bulgari torn asunder once again, that is Trig with the AK-103 kill. He puts a charge on and grabs the advantage here. Now he opens up the roll-up doors here in the loading docks, and he is met with flurry of gunfire, and it's going to be it's going to be another victory here for Ikaria, as Frick was the last gamer standing, Satone gunning him down. So right now, we look at just about 5 minutes in, 6 minutes in, a score of 4-3 in favor of High Density. We saw this same sort of action on Turnpike yesterday between Realm of Shadows and Urban Terrace. Back and forth we went, and it came down to the last 30 seconds to decide the round. What will happen? Own and Dark Devil both getting kills on High Density. As we try to find Dark Devil, Satone, and HTP in the Metro Station. As they come out into the Metro Station parking lot, and up on top of the Metro Station calling for help. It's over in the north parking lot. Thief guns down Bulgari before the second man through here for Ikaria. That is Thief guns him down. So teams exchange kill there. Kills, and we're going to pick it up out front on William Street with Trig and Satone. And Satone comes through with the victory for Ikaria once again. Score now 4-4, and we are all tied up. We quickly go inside. Dark Devil near the main entrance is unknown. And was that Trig? Nope, that is Frick. Frick gets the kill as Bulgari is gunned down by unknown. Bulgari torn asunder once again here as we see HD High Density trying to infiltrate the company park area. Doing a good job here so far. I'm not really sure who's controlling the map right now as we continue to go back and forth. If I would have to guess, I'm going to say High Density probably has a little bit better control of Turnpike at this point in the match as we see another round to High Density here as they now go up by a score of 5-4. Trig dropping a grenade, but as he does, he's gunned down by Cubano coming through the alley underneath the train tracks. Dark Devil now leading the charge over into the Metro Station parking lot. Unknown injured. He's bleeding and retreating. You hear him letting off a couple of rounds with his AK-103. But Ikaria does not pursue him as they heal up just near the reception entrance door. Not the best place to heal up as he could have been quickly taken down by one of the high-K gamers come through. But that was not the case as we see Satone out front killing Frick as Sam now retreats back into the retreats back into the cane supply yard, coming through the main entrance of the office where he meets Bulgari's G36. Hello there. Score now all tied up, 5 apiece, as we have good action continuing here. As Trig dropping a grenade down the alley once again, as IK returning that grenade. Another grenade in there is AK-103 popping in the distance, leading the charge once again for IK, as we've seen so often here. Dark Devil with the LR-300, but it is going to be Cubano who gets the kill on Trig as Thief gets gunned down by Dark Devil just inside the loading dock. And coming down the alleyway once again, High Density trying to do some damage here on Ikaria as we see some great one-on-one action there as Frick able to gun down Dark Devil, but not able get out of the way of Satone, as Satone takes down the last two gamers here of High Density, Frick and Sam. They take the round 6-5, our score now. On the respawn, we keep the action over in the alley area as we see some fancy wall jumping there from Thief, but unfortunately that did not get him much, but killed Bulgari there on the kill with his G36. As we see Bulgari now taking aim at another gamer here from High Density. That is Trig. Trig goes one-on-one. Trig was able to get the kill on HTP, but not able to avoid the MP5K spam from Bulgari. So IK gets the kill there. Have the one-player advantage right now in this round, 3-2. As we see Frick come out of the alley entrance there, assaulting Bulgari and Cubano. Cubano now turns a corner. Two great kills. And Sam with his LR-300. Great work there by Ikaria, as they were outmanned but able to take the victory. So our score now 7-5. Ikaria has won the last two rounds here to give them a two-round advantage. But that has not been much so far, as we see Tone getting the first out on William Street. And Ikaria now regrouping in the alley, being assaulted from the north parking lot once again. And that is Thief on the attack. He's got unknown behind him. Thief has the LR-300. Dark Devil coming through to take on Thief. Not able to outlast his attacks, but it's just too much here for Thief. It's three gamers for Ikaria infiltrate that parking lot area, gunning him down, and Frick dying at the hands of Satone. So once again, Ikaria just too much here. The last three rounds, as they have run off three in a row now. Our score 8-5 as we're just inside at 10 minutes here on UT Turnpike. We pick up the action with Ikaria over in the company park where all the action is taking place. We see Frick dying. Cubano on the attack with his LR 300 now, leading the charge into the north parking lot, trying to keep up with him here. As he turns a corner, looking down the alley, nobody there for high density. As we get now, Trigg going inside the office, back hallway we go. Thiff and Trigg, and Cubano guns down Trigg, but it's going to be Thiff who gets off an SR8 round on to HTP. But once again, as Thiff retreating out the main entrance, being pursued very quickly by Ikaria, they're able to gun him down. It's 9-5 now, and we start things very quickly with a headshot. Cubano killing Trigg for the first kill here of the round. Grenades going off with Dark Devil and a Bulgari leading the charge into the back parking lot. Satone coming through the metro station. They meet in the back north parking lot here. No action taking place back there. As we see Bulgari a couple of rounds being let off here. As Sam now takes out Dark Devil, we go inside the office. The alley entrance, it is Frick of high density going 2-on-1 here, but not able to outlast the attacks from Frick coming through very quickly. It is Unknown and Sam, both of them going down. Cubano was killed by Bulgari, his teammate, but he also got Unknown. So I guess you call that the 2-for-1 special. Kill one of your clanmates and then take down the last gamer here for the opposition. Regardless, they get the win. They are up by 5 as they've run off a 5-round streak here. So they are up. They have doubled up. They have doubled up high density here. As we see action over in the company park into the metro station. All sorts of action here. And controlling this once again, Ikaria, to fine job here. Just too much for high density. It looked like it was going to be close here the first 10 minutes, but something's got into Ikaria. And they have really taken control of the match, rattling off 6 rounds in a row here in a bit of a hole. As we follow with Thiff underneath the train tracks once again, under attack, HTP with the kill, LR300 once again. As we follow HTP just next to the alley entrance, being called over by his clanmate, being called over by Bulgari. But as he is caught off guard, Unknown with the kill there. As Unknown now enters the alley, and along with Sam, they're able to gun down Bulgari and stop the bleeding here and get 1 point back. 11-6 now is our score in favor of Ikaria. As action continuing over in the alley, Dark Devil and Trigg going at it. It's going to be Dark Devil who comes out on top as he enters the alleyway into the opposite. At the opposite end, it is Frick. It is Unknown. They heal up here very quickly. As Dark Devil joined HTP now, and one of those rounds actually caught Dark Devil. That was just Frick. As they heal up inside the restroom, drop a grenade, a great grenade there. It catches Bulgari. And that round, 2, high density once again. So they've gotten within 4 now, 11-7 our score. 6 minutes remaining here in the match, doing a good job. Coming back here is high density. Are they going to keep up? Are they going to be able to keep up this intense gameplay for the remainder of this match? We'll have to find out here. As we're in the north parking lot, under assault, it is Unknown, spammed by Bulgari with the MP5K. Bulgari now up with Satone. They turn tail, run down the alley where they hook up with Cubano out on the William Street. They go. Cubano now leading the charge in it to the McCain Supply Yard. Some action taking place inside the office here as we quickly see somebody retreating into the company park and out of the company park. And they are trying to chase down Frick as Frick has made his way up to the second story. He's going to have to watch out behind him. And here he comes up the stairs. It is Bulgari bum rushing him, gunning down Frick. And there it is, another victory here for Ikaria, 12-7. Is our score, and we started off with Ikaria. Dark Devil into the company park we go. Sam and Unknown on the south side of that park. They turn around and run down William Street, entering the main entrance to the office. We're coming through the reception entrance. It was Cubano. He's gunned down by Unknown, but Ikaria right there to pick up the victory. That was Dark Devil. He is gunned down by Craig inside the office, but Stone and Bulgari, just too much for high density to overcome here. And excuse me as I cough into the mic here. Sounds like I'm losing a lung. Call the action inside the entrance from the alleyway. It is Trigg. Great work there by Trigg. Taking down HTP.
Blue team wins.
And just like that, the blue team, high density, getting another point back, 13-8. So they're not out of it here by any stretch of the imagination. As we still have 20 minutes to play on UT Casa. And that could be the map. As we see Satone under heavy attack here. Trigg kills him, running down the alleyway toward the north parking lot. Once again, it is Trigg and Sam. As they move into the north parking lot. HTP guns down Sam as Unknown goes after HTP in the back hallways here. HTP retreating around the corner, healing up and reloading. He has the LR-300 out. Trigg now coming through the back loading docks. And he is going to be gunned down once again by Trigg of Akarius. A 14-8 our score here. 3:45 and counting. More action over in the alleyway. Here's a grenade tossed through. Two grenades. Trigg connects not once, but twice on Dark Devil and Cubano. As high density coming through very quickly. Satone falling to take. They have Akaria on their heels. Are they going to be able to clean them up here for a victory? Yes, they do. So momentum somewhat switching here to a high density as we follow high density out of the spawn area. Once again, the McCain supply yard. One grenade. I expect another one. Here it is. Two grenades down the alleyway. Three grenades down the alleyway. And Trigg and Sam trying to put on the charge like they did last round there, catching Akaria on their heels. And Akaria might be on their heels here just a bit in this round as they are down one gamer. But high density already has lost three gamers here in this round. So we pick up the action inside the office with Trigg. He goes mano a mano with Bulgari. He's able to gun down Bulgari. ATP also falls to Trigg. And from the back alleyway, it is Dark Devil who's going to get the last two kills here on Sam and Trigg to take it for high density. So back and forth action here as we see Satone catching a grenade from Thiff. So very quickly. High density being assaulted by Akaria once again. And it's been like that much of the latter portion of this round, or of this match, I should say. As we move inside the reception area, Dark Devil and Frick both with about 80 health. And LR-300's added. Frick readying a grenade, tossing it in the direction of Dark Devil over in the south parking lot on the front side of the map. The doors open. In comes Akaria. It is Bulgari leading the charge here. Bulgari going to get the kill and the win for his clan. 16-9 here is our score. And Identity wanted to go into the second round here with a bit of momentum. Going to have to put on a show of skills here to not get too far behind. 5-6 points is probably something they can't overcome, but anything more than that's going to be very difficult. So you go back inside. Action continuing. Dark Devil gunned down by Frick, who's then gunned down by Bulgari, but Bulgari cannot heal himself quick enough, and he bleeds to death. So four dead bodies inside the office as we go and find Frick, who's the sole survivor here for high density. He's inside the office under attack from Satone, but Satone torn asunder once again. Thiff with the kill. Thiff now about 20% health. He has a bar and maybe a half remaining. And it is not going to matter here because HTB from the alley is going to gun him down with his LR-300 and take the victory here for Akaria. Scored out 17-8 in favor of Akaria. 49 seconds here left in this first match on UT Turnpike. And this is going to be the one that HD would like to get to go up with a little momentum in to Casa. But right now, that is not the case. Under hit is high density. One Frick coming out the main entrance under attack from the second story window. HTP on the attacks. And just like that, Thiff is left calling for help. But he is not going to get any. He is the sole survivor once again here. And he is going to have to fend out the attacks of one gamer here in the name of Akari. He comes upstairs. There is HTP hiding in the corner. Great kill there by High Density as they get one back here. So they're going to take a little bit of momentum in as we have 3 seconds in this round. So we will finish out this round. Hanging here with Akaria out onto William Street. They run all sorts of action. Looking at it, a gamer by gamer falling. It looks like they exchange skills in the McCain supply yard. Sam hiding behind a crate. It's gunned down, but Frick right there to pick up the kill on Satone as we see Bulgari bleeding to death. So we go back one-on-one here. Frick and Satone in the alley, and it is going to be high density picking up the last two round wins here of this round to draw within six. Our score after this first round is 17-11. We're going to step away, take a quick break, and come back for second round action. UT Casa. It's Oswald. You're inside the game, and we're coming right back.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
I'll turn this car around if you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented
radio.
And welcome back between rounds here. Oswald with you, where you just heard a 17-11 victory by Ikaria of Spain. As we are at the intermission here, we wait for both clans to take a quick break, and we'll get back to the action here in just a few minutes. The map has switched over to UT Casa, so we'll join that here in just about 2 or 3 minutes. As we run down scores here from the first round, as I said, final round score 17-11 in favor of Ikaria. Ikaria doing a good job here, led by Bulgari with 27. Satone also with 27 kills for both of them. Dark Devil started out very strong, ended a bit thin though. 26 kills, 23 deaths for him. Cubano 17 and HTP with 16. And for high density, Thiff led all scorers, 30 kills, 24 deaths. Frick with 23 and 22. Trig 19 kills, 23 deaths. Unknown 13 and Sam with 11. So what is going to happen here? We have switched to UT Casa. This is one of those maps that every clan knows. There are set tactics on this map. We're going to have to see if this map is going to favor high density, who is down by six, trying to climb back in it. They have their work cut out for them. We're going to go in the server now as we are just about set to go for second round action coming up here inside the game from Clan Base Spring at 2005 Open Cup action. Inside the game here as our clans do drop in their substitutes. Or shall I say high density has made one substitute here. They have brought two into the game here for this round. High density has. So two is going to replace... who's he going to replace here? It's Trig on UT Casa. So we'll have to see how that plays into the match here. We'll have to see how that plays in the match. We saw it yesterday, I believe, in the UTZ match. Zed came into the round here for... who did he come in for? I believe he came in for UTZ. Am I right here? Honestly, I forgot. I'm sorry. Was it Zed? Maybe it wasn't the UTZ match. I forgot what clan Zed. Oh, there he is. Zed for Crit 54. This was a couple days ago. Crit 54 and Clan Hankies. Zed came in to the match in the second round on UT Turnpike and just basically lit it up. He led the charge and led the team to the win. So some of these substitutes are well timed, and that was one of them. We'll have to see how this one affects high density. Will it play to the advantage? Looks like ready to go here. So we're just waiting for high density to ready up, and I'm sure they're just a little bit of warm up here. Casa, as I said, the proverbial urban terror map here, and one of the best. And we expect a lot of action to take place as this level is basically dominated by three large courtyards: one called the Fountain Courtyard, one called the Patio Courtyard, and the third called the Marketplace. They are all connected by a set of alleyways, narrow alleyways. It is possible to score many successful hits here with the SR8. We'll have to see that as the north portion of the map over near the Alley Timbers is usually held by an SR8 gamer. Same with Same with the upper fountain hallway. So those are two areas to look for SR8s to dominate this map as they usually do in the past. A lot of grenade action, I am sure, going to be taking place in and around the main square alley, which is a T intersection at the top of a ramp. And we've seen that here in the past as well. A lot of action taking place in that area. We're still waiting for gamers to ready up here. We're going to step away and take a quick station identification. We're coming right back.
Inside the Gate. Radio. ITG.
That's right. Just a very quick pop there. Inside the game, if you want to follow along at home, and if you've missed any of the matches we've brought to you here on Inside the Game, go to www.radioitg.com, click on Downloads. That is where we store all our files, courtesy of File Planet. You do need to register, but believe me, it is worth it.
Blue team wins.
Also, at the end of the match today, we will be handing out our Act of War Warrior of the Game, so stay tuned for that. And we are set to go here, 3-2-1, and let's get our game on. Good luck, have fun to Ikaria and High Density as we follow High Density out of the covered passageway. That is a spawn here, and there it is. First kill, SRA Bulgari, taken down unknown. As that obviously happened over in the marketplace, I can guarantee you that, because I'm up in the upper ground hallway. There's no action there, but very quickly, that is changed by Dark Devil and Cubano. He comes through very quickly. We see a grenade from Thiff. Catch Dark Devil, the exploding monkey. Look at, you got to avoid that little monkey sometimes. He can be deadly. As we look at the gamers remaining here, Thiff and Frick for High Density. As we see Cubano, Bulgari, and HTP. I also noticed a second SR8 kill, and that coming from Thiff now. As Thiff trying to get his SR8 shots off. He's being matched shot for shot here by Cubano, who also has the SR8 out. As he now shoulders that weapon and goes with his automatic weapon. Cubano now readying up an HE grenade. He's going to toss it up into the courtyard there between the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home for High Density. He's quickly retreated now. Thiff over in the patio courtyard, still favoring that SR8. And you got to know when to switch that weapon and go with your automatic weapon. Sometimes we've seen in the past that is not the case. These gamers stick with the SR8 thinking it's a close quarters weapon, which it is not. As we see now, mano a mano here with SR8s. One of them up on the stairs of the patio courtyard, the other at the entrance to the upper fountain hallway. Who is going to take this match? We'll see. As Thiff now is swapped to his MP5K. He is down the upper fountain hallway where we just saw Cubano retreating into the marketplace. So Cubano trying to lure him to a more open area in order to get a nice long-distance SR8 kill. Where that happened, we see Cubano now passing the T-intersection, the main square alley. He's into the patio courtyard and has switched to his automatic weapon as well. As now back and forth they go. Cat and mouse game. Seconds, and they find each other in the upper fountain hallway. As both of them stay up top there. Cubano cannot see him. Here he comes. Trig down below. Excuse me. Thiff down below. Running into the alleyway, into the patio courtyard. Now coming, doubling back on to the fountain courtyard where he goes up the stairs on the patio and whips out the SR8 as he now changes it for the MP5K, 20 seconds and counting. Who is going to get this round of kill to start off this match in UT Casa?
This
is going to be Thiff. He catches Cubano. Cubano just near the T intersection. Not sure if he saw him or not, but a couple of rounds from him in the back, and that is point for High Density here. So they start off on the on a good foot here, getting the first victory here on this match. A little surprised at the tempo of this game. It has slowed down just a bit. As we go, mano a mano once again, Cubano with the MP5, or excuse me, the SR8. A grenade comes through just at the patio exit of the upper front hallway, and they're going to have to be careful. SR8's going to dominate this. Like I said, whoever's quicker on the trigger going to get the kill. As we see Slip slow down. Fifth, slowed down by HTP once again. So a lot of SRA action here so far as Sam now spams it at by Cubano. Over to the patio courtyard we go. Coming down the old alleyway, it is Frick with the LR-300. HTP does not see him. Now he catches him as he's bleeding. He is going to bleed to death. Goodbye. Frick outgunned by HTP. As we now follow Unknown, he's walking up the stairs to the of the patio. Satone has now come in that patio area. Gunfight ensues. Satone and Unknown toe-to-toe they go. And Satone going to even things up here for Ikaria. 1-1 now our score here on UT Casa. We spawn with high density over in the covered passageway. Very quickly they come and take up a somewhat of a defensive position here in the fountain courtyard. You hear the grenades going off as they go inside that alleyway. Satone holding down that alleyway with his LR-300, waiting for one of the HD gamers to stick his head through. Don't think that's going to happen. As around and down, here he comes. Great work by Sam. He's able to gun down Satone. Ikaria now infiltrating the market or the patio courtyard in a flank maneuver here on high density. Great work by them, but they quickly retreat down the old alleyway. That is HTP running for his life with his SR-8 out, and he now pulls up behind the corner. He is cornered by Frick and company from high density, and it's going to be high density who gets the round win here. 2-1 now our score. As I said, momentum has shifted here. It's now in favor of high density. They are controlling UT Casa just a little bit better than Ikaria. Remember, they go into this round with a bit of momentum, win the last two rounds on Turnpike. Two big victories here to basically keep them in this match. As you see Satone making a move toward the courtyard alleyway, inside we go. A grenade was primed but not dropped as Unknown gunned down by Satone. Satone doing a fine job here. He also takes out Sam, who is just inside the arched foyer. As see, I start talking good about high density, and suddenly they're down to their last gamer. That last gamer is Trig. He's up on the patio. Never saw that flash called HGP. As HGP comes bouncing around up on that up onto the wall and gunning him down. So great work there by Ikaria to climb right back into this round. 2-2 is our score. We follow the action once again. High density spawning. Covered passageway. Taking up another defensive position. You see grenades coming over the rooftops. So once again, being tossed by Ikaria. Action sees Krieg taken out by HTP as Dark Devil gunned down himself by Thiff. So teams exchanging kills here. Right now, high density at the player disadvantage. Oh, as Unknown steps on his grenade. That is not good. That is going to leave Frick here to fend for himself. Frick now LR-300 out. No clan mates remaining. And he's got Cubano in the marketplace. His friend and yours. Frick doing a good Ikaria right now. New passage or new alleyway he walks. It plays side of the new alley. Tone and Bulgaria to deal with. As we switch to them, follow them. They're on the other side of them. They're one of them's running down the upper fountain hallway. Frick now going down the new alleyway. He's taking aim at Bulgaria. He's got him in his sights, but it's going to be Satone who finishes Frick off. As just like that, high density is now dropped at two in a row. Score now 3-2 in favor of Ikaria. This time we spawn with Ikaria. Dark Devil never saw what hit him there. He's taken out by Thiff, and that was the ever-so-present SR-8 that does Dark Devil, and he never saw that coming. I thought we were just about to go up the stairs there with Thiff, but Thiff meets up with the automatic weapon fire of HTP, who's now in the new alleyway. Moving north, and it's not going to matter because Sam right there to pick him off, so good action. Good return to form here by High Density. They have tied things up 3-3, but they are still down and have a little bit of work in front of them. If they want to climb back in the match, they're going to have to rattle three or four rounds off in order to overcome that deficit they are in, which right now stands at 6. So time also going to be a fact here for High Density. As they can't sit back playing a defensive game. They're going to have to go after Ikaria here. As we see a kill there by Trig on Bulgari. Oh, check that. Bulgari actually got Thiff with that SRH shot. I'm sorry. So a good shot there by Bulgari. As we follow the action with Dark Devil. As he watches his clanmate Cubano be SR8'd by one of the HD gamers. Did not catch who that was. But it's going to be Unknown who picks off Bulgari there, taking out their sole SR8 gamer. Frick now calling for assistance, and he is met with a big SRH shot from Dark Devil. I don't think that was the assistance he was looking for. Over in the spot in the old alleyway, Dark Devil answers his call. Great work there by Dark Devil, who's played two very good rounds here. A bit low on kills here this round for Dark Devil. He's done a lot of rushing, and you can tell two kills, six deaths for Dark Devil, but that kill right there might have turned things around for him. He's got the SR8 out. He's at the covered passageway of the new alleyway, looking into the fountain courtyard. Onto the steps, up onto the patio. He is going to take his chances down the upper fountain hallway. Comes around the corner. Nobody there. Entering the fountain courtyard through the arched foyer. Taking aim is Dark Devil. Is he going to get a shot off? He got one off. It missed. Unknown. Unknown now up in to the upper fountain hallway. But Dark Devil very quickly through the courtyard alleyway into the courtyard. Patio courtyard, I should say. Down the old alleyway he goes. Avoiding Unknown and Sam. Great work there. Great little defensive strategy by Dark Devil, who comes under assault from Sam. LR300. Dark Devil getting two shots off. Both of them miss. As we now go inside the game, first person here is Dark Devil. Under attack. Whips out the DE. Great kill on Sam. Can he take down the last game here? Not able to do so, as Unknown had 50% health, but he gets the kill on Dark Devil, and he gets the point for high density. Great work there by Unknown to pick up a point here. A well-deserved point, I should add, for high density is Bulgari barbecued by the exploding monkey once again. Satone pulling out his LR, doing some nice work on Thiv, but he meets up with Unknown and Trig, who do the damage here, taking down Satone and HTP over in the Fountain Courtyard. So good action ensuing, and once again, high density out and running. They have Cubano and Dark Devil to go at him. It's a 4-on-2. Check that. It's a 4-on-1 now as they go in search of Dark Devil. Once again, Dark Devil. Oh, check that. Dark Devil gunned down. Trig with the kill. That leaves Cubano to fend for himself. They have him cornered. He's got to switch his weapons. Not able to do so in time. Trig going to get the kill here for high density. Once again, score now 5-3 as a high density coming back here. They're trying to get out of that deficit. It's down to 4 here with just about 8 goes. Bulgari slowed down by Thiff once again. Another big RSA kill for high density as they are putting on a show here. Coming back from a big deficit after the first round. Frick now. Oh, freaking Satone. Trig with the kill. Great work inside the upper fountain hallway. As all sorts of action taking place here. Mainly it is high density doing the killing. As they do have the man advantage, two-man advantage here. Dark Devil over in the alley. Timbers, can we pick that up? Yes, we can. He's got the SRA down now, switches to his MP5K. It is not going to matter. Neep, neep. That is the sound of the SR8. And it is going to be Thiff who gets the final kill here for high density once again. As they are coming back in fine form here. 3 in a row. A grenade dropped just in front of Frick, who takes about 50% damage from that. He's calling for a medic. Not going to matter. SR8 and HGP with the kill underneath the bridge. Sam now going to try his luck. Yeah, I would not do that after seeing what happened to your teammate there. Trig, though, also slowed down by HGP. So two big kills there by HGP at the SR8. As Ikaria holding up over on the patio courtyard. Thiff gets a whole lot of a DE attack by Dark Devil. And from above, the patio amped to death by Bulgari. And Ikaria going to stop the bleeding right there and get one round back. 6-4 our score here. As we see another quick SR8 shot to begin the round. Bulgari gets it on. As high density already down one gamer. Now they're tied. Frick found courtyard on to Cubano. Oh, from behind, another big SR8 shot sends Frick flying across the fountain courtyard, courtesy of a Dark Devil. Cannot avoid the shot from Sam. Very, very quickly, high density trying to get back here. Satone and Bulgari leading the charge now. Upper fountain hallway we go. We see Sam at the marketplace alleyway. He's drops down, running toward the T-intersection, and he is caught from behind. Satone with the LR300 kill, and high density still trailing by 5 here. They're going to have to stop this little streak by Ikaria and climb back into the round here. Will they be able to do it? About five and a half minutes to go here on the clock. As action continuing on the bridge near the T-intersection, you hear all the grenades being tossed there. As we see Thiff now coming down the alley, Timbers toward that T intersection. He's got a couple of gamers in the back and not able to take him down, but we do see Satone and Cubano both falling prey to high density. Patio courtyard we go. HTP getting the drop on Unknown, but coming from the old alleyway, it was Thiff who's able to erase the life of HTP. And once again, you just heard there, blue team wins. That is high density, and they are trying to pick up the victory here. 5 minutes to go on the clock. High density now up by two in this round, still down by 4 points as Dark Devil gets another SR8 kill to start the round here on Thiff. SR8's playing a major role here in this round as we see Bulgari with another kill with the SR8 as we have some healing action going over on the patio just above the fountain courtyard. Frick coming through. Frick's LR300 out and doing the talking. Cubano with the kill, but it's going to be Bulgari who cleans things up here for Ikaria, keeping the score in favor of high density 7-6 now as Ikaria continues to lead this hard slot match. Dropping down into the fountain courtyard, it was Cubano. He gets two kills, but then is taken out by Bulgari coming through the alleyway into the fountain courtyard. MP5 now as he returns under the arched foyer he goes. All sorts of gamers dropping in the background here as we try to keep up with all the action that has taken place so far. And we unfortunately pick it up with Sam of High Density, the last gamer left alive here. He's got his work cut out for him. And Dark Devil standing his way of a round victory for High Density, who is going up on the receiving end of that coin. Dark Devil, SR8 out. He is under attack. He is injured. He retreats around the corner, probably going to swap weapons. Bulgari reloading, not able to do so quick enough. Coming around the building, it was Bulgari into the patio courtyard, and he takes the life of Sam. They tie things up here. 7-7 our score, 3.5 to go. And this is when High Density going to have to step it up here as they are down by 6 after virtue of their loss on the first round. They played well in this round, but I don't think it's going to be well enough to grab the victory here from Ikarius. 7-7 is our score, but 17-11 was our score on the first round. 3 minutes ago, the clock is definitely their worst enemy right now, not that of Ikari, who they've been able to handle pretty much throughout this round, throughout this match on Casa. As it looks like action slowing down here. With Trig over in the marketplace, he is injured, he is bleeding, he's got to heal himself. As Bulgari with the SR8 awaits over at the alley timbers, Trig better not stick his head out because it will be taken off very quickly by Bulgari. We're going to keep the action here and watch and see what happens. Bulgari and Trig. Bulgari trying to move in with the MP5K as Trig unleashing a barrage of LR300 fire in the direction of Bulgari. And now he bum rushes him. Not going to matter. Bulgari set the MP5K. That is the round. It goes to Ikaria, and it looks like they're going to go on to win the round here as we hit the two-minute mark. It's been a good match all around by both clans, but 2 minutes. Big hill to overcome here when you're down by 7. As we see Frick doing a fine job infiltrating the patio, the fountain courtyard, getting a couple of kills here on Ikaria's Thiff plays catch with a bullet from Cubano once again. As Frick, as Cubano and Dark Devil healing up at the west end of the marketplace. Trig takes the life of Dark Devil in his hands, and Cubano goes down. Thank you to Frick. So just like that, High Density ties it back up here. Just about the 90-second mark. That old adage of too little, too late is going to apply for High Density. They've given it their all here on Akasa. Let it all hang out, but it's not going to matter. They are going to be defeated by Ikaria today by virtue of Ikaria's win on UT Turnpike. As our score here is tied, all the action taken in the upper fountain hallway. That is HTP and Cubano now coming down the stairs as they search out Thiff and Frick of High Density under the bridge. Here comes Thiff under attack. And the red team is the unlose. HTP getting the final kill here on Frick. 40 seconds to go here in the match. 9-8 is our score in favor of Aria. Can Akari at least tie it up? Maybe even win this round. I know Ravelin doesn't mean anything, but it would be nice to go out on top here for high density action inside the open hallway. It is Trigg and HTP going toe to toe, and it's going to be HTP who comes out on top with the MP5K. And another victory here by Akari. And they are now up by two in this round, 10-8. Time counting down. We are inside 5 seconds to go here. This will be the final round. Victory is going to go to Akaria. Big shot there by Satone on Trigg. Satone leading the charge into the patio courtyard. They go looking over toward the T intersection. Unknown under attack as he sees Fifth going down. From behind, it is Cubano, HTP, and Satone. They all meet up at the T intersection. And there is your final victory. Congratulations to Akaria. We're going to step away. It's up final score of the round, 11-8. And we'll be right back here on Inside the Game as we will go into the post-game wrap-up.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher, LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad hand by Rizzi. He sails through the rocket, and Paul Wall's going to kick off that quad.
Or some of this?
Red Templar in quad, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Kyrhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got the Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
Tune in, listen, play.
Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with the post-game wrap-up. We've heard Akaria defeat High Density. Final score 28-19. As that second round, High Density had them where they wanted them, but unfortunately not able to finish Akaria off. Akaria going to go to 2-0 now in group stage play. As a High Density drops to 0-1. Our Act of War, Warriors of the Game, being handed out here for Akaria. It's going to be Satone, who had two good rounds there. First round, 27 kills, 18 deaths. And in the second round, Satone leading all scores here for Akaria, 18-11. So congratulations to Satone of Akaria. And for High Density, it's a close one. Yes, it was, but we're going to give it to Frick. Frick had two good rounds there. He was the leading scorer for High Density in the second round in UT Casa and just a couple of kills behind on UT Turnpike. But overall, Frick had a very good game for High Density, so Frick awarded the other Act of War Warrior of the Game. So once again, congratulations to those two. And congratulations to Akari as they go on to victory once again. Final score, 28-19. That is going to do it for us today. And we will be taking the next couple of days off. We will return with more Clan Base Spring 2005 Cup action coming up on, I believe it is Sunday. Yes, it is Sunday, where you'll hear a doubleheader. Pimp versus Law and Commandos versus a Tricky Clan. That and much more from Inside the Game. It's Oswald. We'll see you next time.